Sakabai the Chani Paragemo Mission of Love, Paris and Nigma Malasa, Love, Ruby Tuff, Yurus Alliance. Somebody who has produce, that the Malacha was completed of that produce, all the work for the produce was done, and now it's time to take off Trumathamaisa from the produce. You have not yet taken off the Trumathamaisa from the produce, and the produce passed through Yerushalayim, you brought it into Yerushalayim, and then outside of Yerushalayim. You ask the Maisa Sheni Shalahem, V'yochav Yerushalayim. After you take off the Maisa Sheni from this produce, you're not allowed to redeem that Maisa Sheni onto money. The Maisa Sheni itself has to be brought into Yerushalayim without it being redeemed. The reason being that the din is that once Maisa Sheni has been brought into Yerushalayim, it can no longer be redeemed. And this produce had been brought through Yerushalayim. Now, even though at the time you brought the produce through Yerushalayim, you had not yet taken off the Maisa Sheni, but since you will take off Maisa Sheni for this produce, this kind of holds Matanos Shalo Hormu Kamisha Hormu Dami. The Matanos, such as the Maisros, even though they have not yet been taken off, it's as if they've already been taken off. So it's as if you had taken the Maisa Sheni itself through Yerushalayim, and since it has been in Yerushalayim and no longer can be redeemed. So when you take off the Maisa Sheni, you have to bring the produce itself to Yerushalayim. You cannot redeem it onto money and bring the money instead into Yerushalayim. Ushalot Nigma Malacha. But if you brought produce through Yerushalayim, that the Malacha was not yet completed from that produce. So it's not yet time to take off Trumas HaMaisa from that produce. Usali Anavim Lagat. Usali Te'enem Lim Mukso. For example, you brought baskets of grapes through Yerushalayim, but the Malacha was not yet completed from those grapes, you still have to bring the grapes to the wine press. Or you brought baskets of figs through Yerushalayim, but the Malacha was not yet completed from those figs, you still have to take them to the mukhs of the place where the figs are laid out in the sun to drop. Beishami Oimrim Yachter Maisa Sheni Shalahem V'yochar B'Yerushalayim. Beishami Hol, even though at the time you brought the produce through Yerushalayim, the Malacha was not yet completed from the produce, but that doesn't change the Halacha. Since the produce was brought to Yerushalayim, when you take off Maisa Sheni from that produce, that Maisa Sheni cannot be redeemed, and it has to be brought to Yerushalayim instead of being redeemed. Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai in this case. According to Beis Hillel, since at the time it was brought through Yerushalayim, the produce had not yet reached the stage in which there was a chi of tumas or maisrus, we would not say in this case, matano shalo hormu kamisha hormu. It wouldn't be as if the Maisa Sheni had already been taken off at the time you brought it through Yerushalayim. So therefore, in this case, the Maisa Sheni could be redeemed, and you could bring the money to Yerushalayim instead of the peiros, and you can eat the peiros outside of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Aymer Mishum Rabbi Yosei. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Yosei. Lo nachlaku beishame u beisila. A peiros lo nigma malachta. Sheyifte Maisa Sheni shalahem v'yocha b'chol makom. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't argue in the case where the produce was brought through Yerushalayim at the time, that the Malacha was not yet completed from that produce. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree in that case that the Maisa Sheni could be redeemed and eaten outside of Yerushalayim, since at the time the produce was brought through Yerushalayim, it was not yet time to take our Trumas and Maisrus from that produce. But Amad Nechlaku, so what are Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing about? Perish and Nigma Malacha, they're arguing in a case where you brought the produce through Yerushalayim after the Malacha was completed from that produce. Shabeshami Oimrim Yachzar Maisa Sheni Shalahat V'yocha B'Yerushalayim. According to Beis Shammai, when you take off Maisa Sheni from that produce, the Maisa Sheni cannot be redeemed. It has to be brought to Yerushalayim. As Beis Shammai held Matano Shalo Hormu Kamisha Hormu Dami Tazim, the Maisa Sheni had already been taken off at the time you brought the produce through Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel holds that the Maisa Sheni could be redeemed and eaten outside of Yerushalayim. As according to Beis Hillel, since at the time the produce was brought to Yerushalayim, you had not yet taken off the Maisa Sheni. Therefore, the Maisa Sheni could be redeemed outside of Yerushalayim only if after the Maisa Sheni had already been taken off and then you brought the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim. That's when the halacha is that you no longer could redeem the Maisa Sheni. But in this case, since you had not yet taken off the Maisa Sheni when the produce was brought to Yerushalayim, the Maisa Sheni could be redeemed. As according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yosei, Beis Hillel does not hold Matano Shalo Hormu Kamisha Hormu Dama. We don't look at the Maisa Sheni as if it was already taken off. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yosei, Beis Hillel will hold that the Maisa Sheni could be redeemed, and you could bring the money of Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim instead. Behazmai. Nechmat Beyote Venifta. If the produce that you brought through Jerusalem was demand, was produce that you acquired from an Amor, we have a topic whether the Amor took off Maestris from the produce, and Chacham require you to take off Maestris, me something. In such a case, even according to the Tanakhama, who said that if the produce was Nigmar Melasto, that Beisila will hold Matanos Shalom Hormu Kamisha Hormu Dami, it would be as if you took off the Maestris Sheni at the time you had brought it through Jerusalem. And you no longer to redeem the Maestro Sheni, the Maestro Sheni itself has to be brought to Jerusalem. But the Tanakhama will admit, in such a case, that the produce is demai, that you're allowed to redeem the Maestro Sheni and bring the money to Jerusalem instead. And the Rabbanim were lenient with demai, and therefore the Rabbanim will allow you to redeem the Maestro Sheni, since at the time the produce was brought through Jerusalem, you had not yet taken off the Maestro Sheni. In this case, will be lenient and allow you to redeem the Maestro Sheni and bring the money to Jerusalem instead. Second Maestro Sheni, Paragimo, Mishnah Zion, Elon, Shulaime, Bifne, Benoite, Lechot, Oome, Bechot, Benoite, Lefne. A tree that is standing inside Yerushalayim, but it's right next to the wall, and the branch is sticking outside of the wall. So the bark is inside Yerushalayim, and the branch is outside Yerushalayim. Oome, Bechot, Benoite, Lefne. Or a tree that's standing outside of Yerushalayim, but it's near Jerusalem, and the branch is sticking out over the wall and into Jerusalem. So part of the tree is in Jerusalem, and part of the tree is outside of Jerusalem. What would be the din of somebody who is standing on this tree with regard to Maestro Sheni? As the din is that somebody who is inside Jerusalem could eat Maestro Sheni, but there's also a stringency, you're not allowed to redeem Maestro Sheni in Jerusalem. While somebody who is standing outside of Jerusalem, although he cannot eat Maestro Sheni since he is outside of Yerushalayim, but there is a leniency that you can redeem Maestro Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. And this tree, which is partly inside Yerushalayim and partly outside, what's the din of somebody who's standing on this tree? So the Mishnah says, Mikenegad achaymo lufnim kilufnim. Mikenegad achaymo luchot kilachot. This tree will partially have a din of inside Yerushalayim and partially have a din of outside Yerushalayim if you're standing on the part of the tree that's inside the wall. Then you will have a din of somebody who is inside Yerushalayim that you can eat Maestro Sheni, but you cannot redeem Maestro Sheni. But if you're standing on the part of the tree outside of Yerushalayim, you'll have a din of somebody who is outside Yerushalayim that you can redeem the Maestro Sheni, but you cannot eat the Maestro Sheni. Now the Mishnah in Maestros brings the same case of a tree that's partly inside Yerushalayim and partly outside. And over there the Mishnah learns that wherever you are in this tree, you'll have the stringency of both. No matter which part of the tree you're standing on, you would not be allowed to eat the Maestro Sheni, nor would you be allowed to redeem the Maestro Sheni. And since the tree is partly in and partly out, we give you the stringency of both. This Mishnah argues with the Mishnah of Maestros. This Mishnah holds that you do not get the stringency of both. It depends what part of the tree you're on. If you're on the part of the tree that's inside Yerushalayim, you have a din of somebody who's inside Yerushalayim. And if you're standing on the part of the tree that's outside of Yerushalayim, you have a din of somebody that's outside of Yerushalayim. This Mishnah argues with the mission of Maestros. There's two different Tanakh. Batei Abadim Shepizchein Lefnim V'chalalad Lechot O Shepizchein Lechot V'chalalad Lefnim. Batei Abadim is an olive press, and they used to build the olive press into the wall of the city. And if there's an olive press in the wall of Yerushalayim, that the opening to the olive press is from the inside of Yerushalayim, while the area of the olive press is outside Yerushalayim, or vice versa. The opening to the olive press is outside Yerushalayim, but the area of the olive press is inside Yerushalayim. So what's the din in the olive press with regards to Maestro Sheni? Are you allowed to eat Maestro Sheni or redeem Maestro Sheni inside the olive press? Beishamay says in both cases, the olive press has a din of being inside Yerushalayim. Now Beishamay is referring to with regards to redeeming Maestro Sheni, that you're not allowed to redeem Maestro Sheni inside Yerushalayim. And this olive press, since the opening is on one side and the area is on the other side, it has a din of being in Yerushalayim, and you cannot redeem Maestro Sheni. And so too with regards to eating Maestro Sheni, Beis Shammai will be stringent, and he'll hold in both cases you cannot eat Maestro Sheni there either, as Beis Shammai is machmer both with regards to eating Maestro Sheni and to redeeming Maestro Sheni in both cases, whether the opening is to the inside or to the outside, you cannot eat nor redeem Maestro Sheni in the olive press. Beis Hillel holds it depends on which part of the olive press you are standing. If you're standing in the part of the olive press that's inside the wall of Jerusalem, then you'll have a din of somebody in Jerusalem that you can eat Miser Shini, but you cannot redeem it. And if you're standing in the part of the olive press that's outside the wall of Jerusalem, then you'll have a din of somebody who's outside Jerusalem that you cannot eat the Miser Shini, but you could redeem the Miser Shini. So therefore, in the first case, where the opening to the olive press is to the inside, and the area of the olive press is to the outside, if you're standing in the olive press, you're standing outside Jerusalem. So according to Beis Hillel, although you cannot eat Miser Shini, you would be allowed to redeem it. While in the second case, where the opening to the olive press is to the outside of Jerusalem, but the area of the olive press is inside Jerusalem, if you're standing in the olive press, you'll have a din of somebody within Jerusalem that you can eat the Miser Shini, but you would not be allowed to redeem it.